Right now, we got Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce's Kristen Smith here for the short and sweet business beats. Hello and happy Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day to you, Erin. I'm excited and have spent a busy day thinking about women and their impact on business. So I do have a quick question. I don't understand why you and Ron don't have hats like the Travelocity gnome. Like when you travel everywhere, these statues, I think that
it's
you
got
need
nothing
hats.
To do with the Travelocity gnome. I don't know why you're drawing this comparison, Krista. We should have little hats. We should have little hats.
Sorry.
You know, Jim
sorry
did
to,
get, no,
to,
that's true. Jim did manage to procure a tiny little pair of like denim shorts that he stuck on Ron at some point on the journey. So Ron's got Ron's got jorts
on.
Now.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But no little hats yet.
If, it makes me want to like invest in little Ken clothing for these little dolls. But I'm excited. I'm really excited about excited to learn more about Jim Kitchen's travels.
If
and
Jim
I didn't
is
mean
listening
to digress.
Out there,
we need
no,
to
it's a good idea. Yeah, so yeah. Jim, if you're listening out there from half a world away, if you're streaming us on the new chapelboro.com app, which you can download anytime, if you can find some tiny little hats in whatever country you happen to be in, I'm not going to give away the answer, get them and stick them on me.
Stick them on. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And then it could be like part of the clue. Like what kind of...
Oh,
like,
the
what
hat
country
becomes
is this
part
hat
of the
from?
Clue.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly,
all right.
Exactly.
With like the little, like the country's flag on it, maybe, or something
That's
like
a
that.
Good idea.
Yeah,
or
I like
like
that.
whatever you wore in the last Olympic, like the
Oh,
people
yeah,
wore
yeah,
in the
yeah.
last Olympics.
Yeah.
Anyway,
all right.
Excuse
Cool.
me. Anyway, International Women's
We got
Day.
Completely off topic immediately.
No, I just was giggling about the statues, but I am really excited to talk about women and their impact on business. Jim Johnson with Kenan Flagler, he penned a recent op-ed saying America's greatness lies within its entrepreneurship. And said that in 2012, North Carolina was home to 805,985 small businesses. So this is the number of small businesses have grown, but he's also saying the recession would have been much worse if we had not had the growth that we saw both in minority-owned businesses, but also women-owned businesses. Female-owned firms grew much faster than male-owned enterprises, but they grew by 28% versus 4% for men's enterprises. So he's saying that, you know, we really have the recession would have been much worse if it wasn't for women-owned businesses and minority-owned
yeah.
businesses.
And the local economy benefits so much from some of the women-owned businesses that are just such an integral part of the local economy and just so fundamental, foundational to what we think about when we think about Chapel Hill Carrboro.
Absolutely. I actually wanted, I was going to talk about state resources for women-owned businesses, but talking locally, I wanted to give a shout out to some of our women business owners serving on our board, including Reagan Green Pruitt with Blue Cross Blue Shield, Wendy Smith, owner of Cameron's. I hope to
yep.
patronize them later today, Shemeka Bryant, Caroline Rigsby with First Citizens Bank, Ellen Shannon, Chief Operating Officer at Chapel Hill Magazine, Paige Zinn, she's the owner and principal of Jennings. Those are two women-owned businesses. Jill McCullough at Performance Auto Mall, a good friend of WCHL.
Yep.
Mayor Pam Heminger, Helen Antipov with the Stratford, and Erin Jobe, now with Townsend and Bertram and Company. She was formerly at Carrboro Farmers Market and now with Townsend and Bertram Company. So.
And you mentioned a couple of people in there, and Shemeka Bryant was the one that jumped out at me, who are integral in terms of nonprofits, not even just for-profit businesses, but the nonprofits that keep our economy going, too.
Absolutely. And so we see these women making a difference and leading these organizations, both, as you said, for-profit and nonprofit nonprofit entities. We just have to make sure that they are being paid fairly.
Yes.
I will say, I hope, I don't know what Susan Brown is focusing on today, but I hope she mentions the book that I'm currently reading now, Own It by Sally Krawcheck, UNC grad. And she says, it's not just the gender pay gap. It's the gender work achievement gap, the gender debt gap, the gender investing gap, the gender funding gap, and the gender pricing gap. And last but not least, the unpaid labor gap. So it's not just about pay equity. It's about equity across the board, whether it's funding, whether it's investing, whether it's pricing, and the unpaid labor gap is one that I've been thinking about recently. So, and how it has an impact on women in the workforce.
Unpaid labor is huge, and it's something that doesn't get nearly as much press or as much discussion. When you talk about the gender pay gap, that's easy. It's 73 cents or 78 cents on the dollar, and you can look at the two statistics, but unpaid labor is just absent from the statistics because it's unpaid. So you're talking about women who work the second shift, who come home from work, and then they're doing all of the housework, or people who are stay-at-home mothers, caregivers.
Elder caregivers, caregivers of children. So,
or we talk about teachers. Like, everyone today is talking about Chapel Hill Carver City Schools being out. Like, let's talk about the fact that every single day, teachers, many of whom are women, as we're certainly finding out today, if we didn't know that already, are going to school. They're there from 8 to 3 or 7:30 to 3 or however, whatever the time is for actual classes, but then they're staying there before school, mm-hmm. they're there after school, they're grading, they're advising students, they're coming up with lesson plans, they're doing professional development, they're overseeing or advising extracurricular activities, they're coaching teams, they're directing plays, and they're doing all of that for no compensation whatsoever.
It shows you, I mean, that's definitely, I think that's a commentary, not more so on the education and our
yes.
teachers and how we need to support our teachers.
Yeah.
But it certainly profiles the impact of women in a women dominated profession.
Yep.
Just a few resources for women business owners, women in business. The North Carolina Department of Administration has an office for historically underutilized businesses, or HUB. So Google, the web address is long, but Google that, and that's some state-based resources. And if you go, the Small Business Administration actually has a lot of resources for women-owned businesses, and just go to sba.gov/women. They have both, they have women business centers, they have opportunities to become a federal contractor, and in addition to loans and the Office of Women's Business Ownership. And something that I think is interesting, the new Small Business Administrator is actually from North Carolina. Linda McMahon, she grew up in New Bern and went to East Carolina, and President Trump appointed her as a Small Business Administrator. So we have a North Carolina connection, a North Carolina businesswoman leading the Small Business Administration at the federal level.
Absolutely. Go back to HUB for a second, because for people who didn't catch that, what is that, historically underutilized businesses?
Yes, the North Carolina Department of Administration, they have an office called Historically Underutilized Businesses. And I liked how that was phrased, because it's saying that there's a rich history of both minority-owned and women-owned businesses. For a lot of different reasons, there have been barriers to them. And this is just a way that we want to make sure that we are utilizing them, that they are not historically underutilized. And so they have resources around business services, construction and state contracting, federal contracting, public education contracting, also contracting with both cities and local municipalities. So a great resource for women-owned businesses and also minority-owned businesses in North Carolina.
Awesome. So Google historically underutilized businesses if you
for
want more information
North
on
Carolina
that.
North Carolina Department of Administration.
Yeah.
And then one other statistic I'll leave folks with. The North Carolina Technology Association today talked about their State of Technology, their 2017 industry report. And for a third year in a row, North Carolina ranks number one in its percentage of tech workforce made up of women. So I think that
awesome.
That's a nice one to go out on. I love that we are leading the pack as far as women in tech in North Carolina.
We got Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce here for the Short and Sweet Business Beat. And Kristen, before we let you go, let's talk about member news, because there's some cool stuff ongoing and coming up as well.
Lots of great things to highlight for chamber members. Awards that have have been given out. Farrington's executive chef Colin Bedford was nominated as a James Beard Foundation semifinalist for best chef in the Southeast. This is at Farrington, our southern neighbor in Chatham County, but we wanted to say congratulations to Chef Bedford because Farrington has so much to offer in addition to their award-winning cuisine. It's worth not only visiting Chef Bedford at Farrington, but also the shops and restaurants all in Farrington Village.
And having eaten there, I can vouch for the fact that that is a well-deserved honor.
You can personally attest to
that. One of the better Chef Bedford, dining experiences I've ever had.
Chef Bedford, James Beard, and Aaron Keck award finalists.
There you go.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, man, do I get to give my own awards?
That's awesome. Sure, yeah.
I will accept anyone who wants to lobby for an Aaron Keck award can bring me food so that I can try it right here at the studio. I'm here all day.
I will say before you start giving out Aaron Keck's, we hope that you'll go to chapelboro.com and vote for WCHL's People's Choice Awards.
Yeah.
We really appreciate the partnership. We want businesses, nominate yourself. Name your favorite businesses, but for the categories that apply to you, name yourself. So yep. I've been encouraging folks to take today, International Women's Day, as a special opportunity to nominate female or women-owned businesses.
Yep.
Continuing with member news, who's hiring? You can always find jobs at carolinachamber.org/jobs. And also just want to let folks know that Signature Healthcare is seeking motivated CNAs, LPNs, RNs, and dietary staff to join their staff at Signature Healthcare. That's at the corner of Elliott Road and East Franklin. You can see them for a job fair March 29th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and meet hiring managers there. Again, that's at Signature Healthcare at 1602 East Franklin Street.
And March 29th is a Wednesday. It's 3 weeks from today. So carolinachamber.org/jobs for more info on that, right?
Absolutely. Yep. And in addition to another job fair, if you're an employer that's looking to hire or a job seeker that's looking for a new position, the county is hosting a job fair 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Wednesday, April 5th in Hillsborough. Employers can table for free. I know I talked about this last week, but I really just want to reiterate the opportunities for employers. You can register online for the county job fair at bit.ly/OCJobFairEmployerRegistration.
Awesome.
Additionally, Orange High School is hosting a job and college fair 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. on Thursday, March 23rd. So if you need summer help, after school help, this is a great opportunity for you. Contact Nick Montgomery at Orange High for that opportunity.
And we got to wrap up in a minute, but before we do, I want to talk about March Madness Meals on Wheels Charity Day, because this is really cool and it's coming up in less than a week. So
in less than a week, on March 14th, our Pi Day, dine at a participating restaurant to support Chapel Hill Carbo Meals on Wheels. Just want to give a shout out to participating chamber members, including Chick-fil-A, Chronic Tacos, Hickory Tavern, Sutton's, IP3, Town Hall Grill, and Mellow Mushroom. So there's just mark your calendar, March 14th, eat out. This is like RSVP Day.
Yep.
Try to eat three meals if you can to support Chapel Hill Carbo Meals on Wheels, which helps ensure that our seniors don't go hungry and that they get hot meals delivered to their door.
And this is exactly like RSVP Day, because you go there anytime, eat at one of the participating restaurants, 10% of the proceeds will go to support, in this case, Meals on Wheels. But this is getting off the ground. There's 17 restaurants participating right now that are on the list. And hopefully next year and the year after that, we can get that number up, because RSVP Day, you got more than 100. So if we can get everyone participating in this too, that would be awesome. But this year, 17 local restaurants participating. Get out there on March 14th. That's next week, Tuesday, and eat at any of those. Where can people get the full list?
Folks can get the full list at our website, but also check out Chapel Hill Carbo Meals on Wheels. And it's called March for Meals, or I think
March Madness.
Brent at Hickory Tavern was coining it March Madness. So get geared up for college basketball, cheer on the heels, but also go out to a local restaurant, support local restaurants, and support our seniors by supporting Chapel Hill Carbo Meals on Wheels.
Awesome. CarolinaChamber.org is the chamber's website. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.